Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we are almost out of time, so we'll take just a few minutes here to follow up on our two Father's Day-related interviews and ask you real quick, because I know a lot of you are struggling, give your fellow listeners a creative Father's Day gift idea, right? How many of you are walking around right now going, oh, I don't know, a tie, a shirt, another, you know, more sandals? 212-433-WNYC. What's the most creative gift you ever gave your dad? 212-433-9692. Or if you're a dad, what's the most creative gift you ever got? 212-433-9692. Or just something that you saw out there. You could call and tell us what you want if you're a dad. Call it, you know, what do you see out there that you covet? I realize this is at a crass material level, but then again, many of you are out there anticipating or going to buy Father's Day gifts right now. Help people out. 212-433-9692. I just heard that somebody's friend of a friend's father asked for a tie. Can you believe it? He actually asked for a tie. So what are you getting your father for Father's Day? What did you ever get for your father for Father's Day? What did someone ever get you for Father's Day that is creative that somebody else could take advantage of and copy, steal, and deliver by Sunday morning? Andrew in Jersey City. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hey, this might be for some dads who have lived at another house in the past and have moved to a new house, but you have pictures of things that they held dear. What I did for my dad is he just did that, and he had a lovely rose garden out in the backyard that, of course, he could not uproot and take with him. And over the years, there had been many pictures taken of various roses. So what I did was I just tracked down some of those pictures and, you know, sat down and took an hour and figured out a nice creative way to kind of arrange them and just put them in a frame. So he had a collage of all of the flowers that he had loved at his former house that he can now have with him at his other house.
That's sweet.
I talked to another friend about this, and she had had, you know, she had a couple of postcards that her dad had loved from his childhood and an old Subway token and a couple other kind of mementos that she put in a frame and gave to her dad. And, you know, they just really love it, and it's kind of a gift that keeps on giving, you know.
Very nice, Andrew. Thank you. Jennifer in Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, it's actually Janet.
I'm sorry.
My dad was a Navy pilot at the end of World War II and loves to fly. And one Father's Day, I gave him a ride on a glider, you know, getting towed up and to sail around the skies of Arizona. He loved it.
That's great. I was in my early 20s, maybe 22, 23, and for my birthday, I'd never been in an airplane. And a friend of mine bought me a 20-minute airplane ride around upstate New York where I was living over the fall foliage. And
wow,
it was so cool. So it sounds like you did something in that vein, which is great. Madeline in New Rochelle, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Brian. I got my dad once, he'd always talked about wanting to tap dance, and he'd never done it. And like when he was 60, I got him tap dancing lessons. And he loved it. He went and he learned how to tap dance. And another year I got him piano lessons because, you know, something that someone's always wanted to do.
Experiences rather than things.
Right.
People are calling up with. That's great, Madeline. Thank you. Joy in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joy.
Maybe Julia?
Julia, on behalf of my screener, I apologize to you and Janet, the previous caller. Sorry, we're taking names real fast here. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't mind. We do a casual portrait every year. I give this as a gift to my husband and his father. So it's our son, my husband, and his father. We usually go to a park or something and just take a whole bunch of pictures and get a winner.
And then you frame it or something?
You know, we let everybody do what they want with it. It's low budget, which is key for our family.
Right.
And people can kind of keep it however they want. And it's so far worked really well and been a really special tradition.
Thank you very much. Anne in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What you got?
Yes. If this is a dad who likes to cook, the City Bakery has some new salt, sea salt from Maine, which is smoked and has all four different flavors of hickory smoked, apple wood smoked sea salt. And they also have the world's best bacon that they are now selling.
All right.
Packs.
Thank you. Oh, a lot of people are calling in with food gifts. Let's go through some of these real quick, then we're going to be out of time. Irene and Syosset, what food?
Soft-shell crabs. I brought my father to a Mets game, and I...
They sell soft-shell crabs at Chase Stadium?
No. I brought them along with me to surprise him.
Aha, uh-huh, that's great. There's a tongue twister. They sell soft-shell crabs at Chea. Andrew in... Allison in Brewster. Bruce,
hi.
Keyword Brewster. Go ahead.
We are brand new parents of a son, and my son's going to give my husband a sample of micro brews. It's like a monthly club type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so my husband really likes micro brews, so this is a sample, I think, from all over the country.
Thank you, Allison from Brewster. Valerie in Long Branch is going to get the last word. What gift?
Oh, somebody sort of beat me to the punch. Lobster. I always buy my dad a lobster. He's from Canada, and that's one of his favorite gifts. I buy two. Mom
nice.
Gets one.
All right. Thank you very much, and thanks to all of you who called and shared your gift ideas. You can keep posting them on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And as we conclude today, we say goodbye to the Manhattan Municipal Building, where WNYC is broadcast from for 84 years. As of next week, we'll come to you from our new facility on Varick Street. The Municipal Building has been great to us, and it's one of the great architectural Art Deco gems of New York that I will miss coming to every day. But we will be in our brand new facility on Varick Street, still in Tribeca, designed for today's media production needs. It'll sound the same. You won't hear the difference. Still be the same shows, but I wanted to say goodbye publicly to the Municipal Building today and all the people who work here who we won't be seeing anymore. Also, coincidentally, we will be on tape on Monday because it's the morning we get to attend the ceremony to receive our Peabody Award. They could have scheduled this after 12, but no, it's got to start in the morning. So we'll be there and we'll be airing segments that we submitted to the awards committee that help us win the award, which was for radio that builds community rather than divide. So we thank the Peabody Award Committee. We thank you. Goodbye, Municipal Building. Have a great weekend, everyone. Happy Father's Day. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.